Let's right now take you direct into Studio A for The Limbs.
Cool, so we're The Limbs. My name's Gage, and this is Jeff over here.
I'm Jeff.
If you heard that, that's Jeff. And we're in here playing our EP Moon, which is coming out on March 14th. And we hope to see everybody at Sister for that. And this first song on the EP is just titled One, capital Roman numeral. So hope you enjoy it.
Projects for the suffrage. I gather all you lepers, all the gypsies and the jesters in a park to protest. Yeah, I see Catman and dudes as a wild dummy. You fight over warheads while my son drinks from the tide and slowly loses out to what this all is. All I know is my heart is. I'm not to cut up now. I'm
wars are broken. Wars confess the things they know and share their dreams. And I digress, but they suggest my heart's been stolen. And speak of me through rotten wood and old disease. On the table goes cold when all the clocks start laughing. I can hear them ticking, talk amongst themselves as friends. Funny how time is nothing more than rhyme for reason. And rhyme is all we have until our reason ends. Oh, all we have till it's gone. Yeah.
Been together a little over 3 years, and in the 3 years we've put out three EPs. A lot of the songs that were on that first EP that we recorded ourselves ended up on Casa de Amor.
Mm-hmm.
But that technically isn't our first release, but it's our first professional studio.
Who knows what's going on with us?
Well, what's obviously going on with you is, as Jeff says, when you went from Casa de Amor to this new EP called Moon, things kicked into gear very quickly.
Yes, financially especially. So it was, it was kind of a rough road getting in the studio and getting ready to just sort of get out on tour. But we want to move fast. We want to get product out so that people can continue to, enjoy us.
Now, you've been showing up. I think you've been playing almost weekly. I've been seeing your name everywhere.
We were at one point.
Yeah.
To help fund our studio time, mm-hmm. mostly.
And it's hard to do, though, in any city, probably. But especially the size of Albuquerque, it's hard to do a show every week. It's just, it takes its toll for one thing, and then, I don't know.
It's hard to bring out a different crowd every time in a city like Albuquerque. Not that there's anything wrong with the city itself, but the population size and the scene here only, allows you so many people every time.
That's why what we'd like to do within this year, I think, and this is a good start, releasing an album a week before we actually take it on the road this time. That's just like kind of a first big step, because we haven't worked that fast before. Mm-hmm. We're doing a lot of work right now. Is to be on the road every week, that would be the cool thing. I don't mind playing every week, but let's do a
playing
different
before
city.
Before different people.
That'd exactly. be great.
So the March 14th Sister Bar is the big release for local. Now, when you hit the road, are you building on the tour that you did back a year ago?
Pretty much. Yeah, we have a few more dates than we had last time, and hitting some of the same places with the same people. And we made a lot of cool friends last time, so it's nice to go back and sort of keep those connections alive.
Yeah, I'm excited to see these people that we met. Yeah. Actually, the band playing at the Sister Show on the 14th with us is from San Francisco, and we met them last year in San Francisco. And I didn't know them. That was just one of the bands that we hit up to see if they'd help us out last year on our tour. And right. they were so awesome when we were up there. Put us up in one of the coolest venues we've ever played in, called Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco. Some band that was awesome played there like a week before.
Queens of the Stone Age.
We were like, what?
I don't know. Maybe not just, but at some point they had played there. And we thought that was pretty awesome.
They're on their way to South by Southwest that week, and
so did you coordinate with them?
I coordinated.
So this part
with
of the ongoing relationship.
Yeah.
Okay,
just a show swapping.
This is something I've heard. I've heard from some other bands Kali Shaw Band is another example. Is that they in order to travel, and that's a larger ensemble, they had to really create this sort of brotherhood or this sibling bands all over the country, so they could come here and play with you, and you could go there and play with them. Is that sort of how you're thinking about it through the next stage?
That's how we've had to do it. Sort of the community that exists in being a musician is what we have to rely on at this point, because the music industry has gotten to a point that we're not involved with any of the big players yet, so we have to rely on each other, which is sort of a thing here in Albuquerque too, which I think is a beautiful thing in a lot of ways, and something that we want to keep up. So
this song is called Moon. It's the only one that has a title on the CD. And the song was fairly significant to me because it's fairly personal and is just about some events that I witnessed in my life and sort of questioning what it all means. So this is Moon.
rides her lungs. Silk skin on white thread in your lost sponge. White light and saline mock our heads. They all bow down to recommend who we are.
Year we were, you know, up in Tejeda's. That's where we lived for 6 months. Yep. And we were thinking that's where the idea of doing this album started. We were like, we need a new album, and we need it to be good.
And one of the things that's distinctive about Moon is that the titles of the five songs, Moon is the third song, and all the other titles are sequential numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that takes a little nerve, I imagine, especially when it comes to copyright issues and all of that. Is there an idea behind that?
Yeah. The CD is kind of about stages or cycles. And
I knew that I was going to be asked this question at some point, and as I was trying to explain it to myself or to put it into terms that was understandable, I really didn't want to come off as like Matthew McConaughey in a Lincoln commercial. So
You're coming off like Matthew McConaughey in a Lincoln commercial.
Yeah, I probably will when I give this explanation, but yeah, the songs they represent chapters or stages in my life, especially. This album is fairly personal to me, and sort of looking at those cycles of day-to-day life, or just how long you've been alive, and then compared to the larger cycles in nature, and sort of wondering how they fit together, if they fit together at all, if it's relevant or not. And Moon is a representation or a symbol of those sort of larger entities that exist.
You mean those are the larger cycles and the numbers are representing the smaller?
The numbers are more, you know, stages in my life, especially. And the roles that you play in the ups and downs and stuff like that. But it kind of all...
I don't think we're calling it a concept album, though.
No, it's not. It's really not, because it didn't start that way. Mm-hmm. But it kind of all got wrapped up into this idea of, you know, sort of the ultimate questions that are always asked. And in sort of an allegory of the cave type of setting, where perception is everything, questioning it all.
Do you think... It's getting heavy,
yeah.
Mr. McConaughey.
Gage is the deep one.
Do you think that using those numbers allows you as the songwriter, since you said, and you even say during the session, that these are cutting deep?
Yes.
Personal songs. It gives you a little bit of a distance or a shield when you're approaching it?
I would say that that's probably true. I also don't really like song titles. It's not something that I really like to dive into that much.
That's a funny thing. And it's so true, like me too. Yeah. But we call all of our songs before we come up with a name, just whatever they sound like.
Yeah.
Forever. And a lot of the times it's a new song, until we have too many new songs that we don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never put a lot of weight on the titles of songs.
But so many bands in Albuquerque, when I look at their set lists or talk to them, they do the same thing until they eventually come up with a song name.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was just jazz that did that. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the gear that you've been using? I know, you know, when you're a duo and you're trying to create a big sound with a lot of texture, there's a lot of options, including, you know, loop machines and samples and all kinds of other stuff, but you, especially because you need to travel, you have to keep things stripped down at the same time.
Yeah.
How do you make your choices about the gear you're going to use?
Well, that's also a money issue in some ways. We wish we had more stuff to sort of expand upon what we do, but we get by with what we have, and we've use the tones that we have to sort of, I don't know, create our sound. It started out
just drums and guitar, and we knew that it was empty, but it was raw, and that's what we wanted. But we didn't want an empty raw sound. We wanted a full raw sound. So that's when you added your computer and you built that pedal. That's basically just like a start
just
go.
Just press play on the computer, and it was pre-recorded. Tones.
Then we found out that we could play with some sort of technology on the back end, and then that's when we did make an investment, and we've been using those ever since. So they're getting a little bit old, but we have two keyboards that we use, and we still write with them when we can.
Yeah, I either have low tones that are in the key of the song programmed into my loop, and step on that when we needed an extra boost in certain phrases or sections of the song, and then Jeff will just latch stuff on his keyboard at the same time. Sometimes Jeff plays his synth and the drums at the same time, and we find ways to fill the sound to sort of get by, and we use those keyboards a lot. Those are sort of
It's fun to experiment with that stuff. You play so much differently when you're messing around with stuff like that than you would if you weren't, so it changes your style to do that stuff. But can I tell him about Cal Ruggles?
Oh, yeah.
On the radio.
That's fine.
A week before the show, so next week, right? That makes sense?
Sure.
We've expanded as far as we could go on our own, and we are going to add one of our best friends who plays bass to the last half of our set at Sisters. So it's going to be the first time that we've played
so
live.
This song is the oldest one on the CD, and it's long, so be ready. And it gets kind of weird in the middle. And it's a character story of sorts, and that's probably all I'm going to say, but this is 4.
Jimmy Fisher, where do you come from? Are you searching for your soul or for your tongue? Gonna show us all who you are and who you're gonna be. Mother says that you're a liar. She read it on her phone. She said you don't crack or no, you don't belong with a hard-working man, heart full of sand, product broken home. In the trailer park, and how the girls are sad cause you broke their hearts. When the sun returns, prodigal and dinner on a sinner's cheer, caught chasing a fam of Jimmy. Oh, well, no one thinks you're gonna stop. But no one thinks you're gonna go. Everybody's watching, they're clinging to their guns, while Jimmy and the sinner gets shot in the tongue for saying how it is, how it's always been, how we ever gonna be free. Trailer park, girls are sad cause you broke their hearts. The sun returns, prodigal into my honor. The sinner's cheer caught chasing a fan of Jimmy. Yeah, well, no one thinks it's gonna stop. Thank you.
We heard the other four cuts from that EP as performed live by the band. The Limbs Are: Jeff Bell, drums and keyboards, Gage Bickerstaff, vocals, guitar, keyboards, and squalls. Our fifth Beatle, the graphic designer for the group, who joins in on the interview, Andrew Raymond, with Ethan Stein running the board, assisted by Kevin Kissel, Nicole Candelaria helping on setup, Roman Garcia on post-production, and Jefferson White, our videographer. The Limbs.